Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. External parasites for our beef cattle. Back on that subject today with Justin Talley in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
It's not an unfamiliar topic. It's not a new topic. We're talking about trying to deal with external parasites in your beef cattle operation. Dr. Justin Talley is a livestock entomologist at Oklahoma State University. And while it's not a new topic, it is a very important topic from an economic point of view for cattle producers.
Continually, we're going to deal with fly populations from year to year. And then certainly tick populations have become more of a problem. The thing we have to think about is, how are we going to manage those? Not necessarily get rid of them. How are we going to control them to the level where it doesn't impact beef performance?
Justin, I mentioned economic impacts are part of trying to manage those populations of external parasites, including horn flies that you've got in your cattle herd. We're talking about not a nominal number, are we?
No, it's not. To the U.S. cattle industry alone, it's about $1.36 billion.
That's billion with a B.
Billion with a B, and it's the cost of production losses as well as the cost to control that pest. We have a lot of insecticide resistance, and then when we have a lot of flies feeding on those animals, it impacts performance of that animal.
And it's more than just horn flies.
Stable flies and horse flies. As well, when we're talking about fly control, these are both blood feeding flies. Stable flies tend to be a lot of problems in Kansas, especially in the spring and early summer months. The things we have to think about is, where are those stable flies coming from? And it's usually where we're feeding our hay. And if you're feeding hay and not cleaning it up, that's probably where your stable flies are coming from. The thing about horse flies is, any kind of area that has water and shade and trees, you could have a lot of horse flies. They're also involved in anaplasma transmission. So anaplasmosis. And so we need to consider that, not only how do we keep that fly from feeding on our animals, but how do we control it to a level where it's not transmitting a lot of anaplasma into our herds.
The reality is that you're probably always going to have a few flies around your beef cattle herd. Maybe in some cases, a lot more than just a few. And at that point, Justin, what sort of thresholds are we talking about before you need to take action?
So with horn flies, we're trying to keep them around 200 to 300 flies per animal. And sometimes that's challenging. Even with the products that we use to control them, we can get well above 300 flies per animal. But if we stay around that, we're not seeing the impact to production. On stable flies, it's anywhere from 5 to 8 stable flies per leg, front leg of the animal. We can get to those levels very easily. And we know that once we get above 8 stable flies per front leg of a cow, then we're going to see impact to performance of that animal.
Dr. Justin Talley, who says that horn fly control, your best bet is probably insecticides, check with your local animal health provider for some choices available to you. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.